Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner with SBC in Financial in Rockville, and he's going to join us in just a moment to talk about November's thrift saving plan. Returns were mostly down. The F, I, and all of the L funds saw slight decreases from October. And so Arthur Stein is with us now and to tell us what should we take away from a single month.
Hi there. Well, first of all, a single month is not the most meaningful thing, but I think that the one thing that people should certainly keep their eye on is that the F fund was down for the month. And it should be a reminder to your listeners that the F fund, which invests in bonds, many people think of it as a quote-unquote safe investment. But in fact, the value of the bonds that are held by the F fund are going to fluctuate with interest rates. The value of those bonds goes down when interest rates go up, and the value of the bonds go up when interest rates go down. It's much more likely that interest rates are going to increase than decrease. If they do increase, which they did a little bit last month, you're going to see declines in value of the F fund. And it just means to your listeners that the one really safe fund in terms of fluctuation in value is a G fund, because it doesn't fluctuate in value.
I wanted to ask you to get back to the bonds a little bit. Should people look at what the bonds in the fund are actually backing? Because isn't there a difference in safety and future returns, say if they're municipal bonds, which might be tough right now, versus bonds to develop malls and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, Tom, you're exactly right. I mean, one risk you have with the F fund is that interest rates go up and the value of the bonds goes down. Another risk that you have with any bond fund is that the company goes out of business and it defaults on its bonds, and then the bond loses 100% of its value. The F fund is in pretty safe bonds. It's not something that I worry about with the F fund. Could certainly happen, you know, that some of the bonds, you know, some of the backers do go out of business. But that's not really my concern, and it's not what I would be warning people about with the F fund. It is with people who are investing outside the TSP and, say, high-yield bond funds. There you have a much greater risk, or in a corporate bond fund. A lot of the F fund is government bonds, and I don't really expect the government to default on those.
We're talking with Arthur Stein, a certified financial planner. And, you know, whenever the returns start to look like they're shifting downward, the temptation is to move, start shifting stuff around and try to guess what's going to happen next and anticipate it. I have gotten to the point now where I hide our statement so that that doesn't happen, because my husband's a Fed and I don't want him to mess with the TSP. So what would you advise? I mean, we're supposed to just hold still and hold on for the long haul. I know that, but it seems all very psychological.
It is very psychological, and unfortunately, the average investor does react emotionally, and they're much more likely to buy something after it's increased in value and sell after it's declined in value. And, of course, that's just a formula for losing money. People need to come up with what is an appropriate allocation among the TSP funds and then stick with it unless there is some kind of major change. And what happened last month is not major. Now, you know, I do say to people that, you know, be careful about the F fund. But it's certainly nothing that has happened so far as a reason to change your allocation. Now, one bit of good news, because it's always nice to have some good news, is we finally reached a point with the C fund where it has a positive return over the last 10 years. You know, in December 2009, the average annual return for the C fund over the previous 10 years was about a minus 0.9% a year. And now, and it doesn't seem like much, but hey, it's better than nothing, the average 10-year return for the C fund is going to be around 0.8%. So at least that's positive over the long term, which is what we would typically say about a stock fund like the C fund, is a long term, historically they've been good investments. Short term, they can certainly be, you know, very negative. We finally have seen the C fund turn into positive territory for a decade.
Now, Art, on the long term there, and on the short term, a lot of things are in flux concerning the financial lives of federal workers. There's the pay freeze issue, and there's the locality pay freeze issue, and there's also, beyond that, some of the suggestions in the new Fiscal Commission report that would fundamentally change how health care is provided, the kinds of pension funds that are provided to federal employees. They're talking ominously about making them more like corporate life, which, as you know, there's been a wholesale elimination of defined benefit pension plans. So looking long term, should feds at this point be at least thinking about what their future TSP strategy should be if some of these measures really take hold?
Well, it's always hard to change your plans based upon what might happen. And, you know, because we never know what's going to happen. We don't even know what our tax rates are going to be next year. It makes the whole thing very difficult. But I think that, you know, the government, as you know, switched from the CSRS to the FERS retirement system. And they really cut back on that 401k type plan, which is the federal annuity. And if they do it again, I mean, you know, it would be awful if they did it for existing employees. They might do it for future employees. But I think that the pay freeze certainly affects the retirement planning of federal employees because they're going to have less money in retirement as a result of the pay freeze. If it just lasts 2 years, it won't be a huge difference. And, of course, federal employees have a great deal, even with a pay freeze. You know, compared to the average American, they're in great shape. But it should make them a little more cautious. You want to have a little more in your emergency funds. You want to think about having more in your investments than you otherwise would, because you may need more in investments to make up for a slightly smaller annuity.
In 1 minute or less, can you tell us if there's anything specific we should be doing between now and the end of the year, particularly as the holidays are right here?
Well, you still have that chance to get your tax credit because of putting in energy efficient appliances and things like heaters, air conditioners, and windows, if you can get that done. And it's always a great time to check out the allocation of your portfolio and see how it's done over the year.
Which means I have to stop hiding the statements.